This morning in Kansas City, Missouri, Ann and Don Bender pushed 19 small American flags into the grass in front of their house. The new flags joined more than 3,600 already on their lawn to mark the number of U.S. military dead in Iraq. The display is in an affluent section of a reserved Midwestern city where political yard signs are rare. NPR's Jason Bobian visited the Bender home this morning and filed this report.
Driving north on State Line into Kansas City, there's a moment as you crest a hill when the knee-high red, white, and blue flags appear to stretch on forever. The flags are arranged in a long strip, 10 flags wide, between the Bender's white fence and the road.
We have to kind of keep a space here. You couldn't get too close to the street. And what I ended up with was, if I did 10 across and 360, that gives us, that kind of centers it in the between the street and the fence.
Don Bender has a huge yard, but he's almost run out of space.
We'll have to talk to our neighbor, see if we can expand into his yard if we have to.
As Don adds more flags, his wife Ann is updating the pair of simple black and white signs which bookend the rows. The new total is 3,632. Ann and Don Bender both grew up in Kansas City. Ann says they were hesitant about putting out the display. She notes that this is the Midwest, where people usually don't like to call attention to themselves. And they've never done something like this before. But she says their frustration with the war in Iraq finally overcame their inhibitions.
Our children, you know, they hear us talk about it and they express our unhappiness with what's going on. And we finally thought, they need to see us doing something, take a stand in some way.
They originally put the flags out in the middle of the night on July 3rd. They planned to take the display down after the 4th of July, but they got so much response, all of it positive, they say, that they've decided to leave it up. Veterans have stopped by to thank them. People have left notes. Anne's found it surprisingly moving for her, too. One night a storm knocked many of the flags over. She and Don went out to straighten them.
It was my first exposure to starting at one end and working our way down, and I just became so overcome by every flag's got to be straight, and every one of these is somebody who's died over there, and their mothers would want their flags standing up straight, and I just, it just makes it more personal, and I think it's easy to forget because we don't know anybody who has a family member in Iraq.
Neither of them claims to have the answer for the war in Iraq. The Benders aren't calling for an immediate pullout of U.S. troops. They say they simply don't know what the solution is to Iraq. But in the meantime, they hope people who drive past their house each day remember how many American soldiers have died in the war. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kansas City.